WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, interesting discussion breaking out on our comments page about bike lanes after that on-air chat. A lot of defense of bike lanes and talk about some particular ones around the city following up at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Add to it if you want. Meanwhile, school starts the week after next, then takes a break for the observance of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Jewish high holidays or holy days. Our next guest wants to see two additional religious holidays added to the Department of Education calendar, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Joining us now to make his case for the inclusion of these two Muslim holidays in the public school calendar is Hesham El-Maliki. He's a Staten Island member of the Steering Committee for the Coalition for Muslim School Holidays. Mr. El-Maliki, welcome to WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you for having me.
And your organization argues that since 100,000 Muslim students currently attend New York City public schools, I guess that would be one out of every 11 students or 12 students.
One of every eight, or something
in that range. These two holidays should be observed as days off. What do these two Eids celebrate? Tell our non-Muslim listeners very briefly why they're important enough to close the schools.
Sure. I believe everybody should be aware that we're in the month of Ramadan right now, in the first week of it. And at the end of this month, which Muslims fast from dawn to sundown, at the end of this month and the beginning of the other is the Eid al-Fitr, which is the celebration for the end of the fasting and beginning of the, you know, festivities. Eid al-Adha comes about 2.5 months after, which is the culmination of the pilgrimage season, the Hajj, which takes place in Mecca.
We've at least gotten so far that the state legislature passed a law last year decreeing that no standardized tests be scheduled on those holidays. So that's an excused absence. And I guess the opponents, such as they are on this, are asking, why do the other 900,000 school kids need to lose a day of instruction?
Sure. We're talking about 12% of the total student body, or one of every eight students. If you, for example, want to repeat the classes, repeat assignments for this big chunk of students, it's more practical to give them off. It's also about respect and recognition. It's about, you know, inclusion and fairness for the Muslim community in general, which a Columbia study in 2005 estimated the number of Muslims residing in the city at 600,000. So
you have support of city council, which passed a resolution supporting your effort to close the schools on these holidays. The mayor argues, I gather, that the city is too diverse to observe everyone's holidays, that hundreds of thousands of Asian students could argue that they should get the Lunar New Year off. Some people would want Sikh holidays. There are students from the Balkans who observe Orthodox Christian holidays, which are different from the other Christian holidays in the calendar. We would have a day off every other week if we put everyone in, says the mayor. How would you argue with that?
Sure. First of all, the mayor said this remark prior to the vote, on the same day, but prior to the vote. And the vote happened 50-1.
The city council vote?
Yes.
It's a non-binding resolution, though, we should point out. It doesn't enact it into law. That's kind of a sense of the council vote, right?
Correct. And the council is representing the residents of the city, so it has the moral weight of the city population. but the mayor has the final say, as you mentioned. I'm sorry, what was the question?
Oh, well, just about the mayor saying
there
would be so many. Yeah, there would be so many holidays if you took every, you know, every worthy group into consideration.
Sure. We are not in a competition with any other holidays. We are just saying that we have 10% or 12% of the student body who are Muslim who are celebrating these days, and these are holy days. It's not a holiday. It's not a Columbus Day. It's not a national day. It's a holiday. These are the two most holiest of days in the calendar of the Muslim calendar. And the implementation of them, actually, we did our homework. It's not going to make a big dent to the school calendar. It's not going to decrease the needed number of days, the 180 days mandated by the state for school year.
And you have a coalition developing around this push. I gather the teachers' union is now on your side for this, 32BJ, the custodian and building workers' union. Who else?
Mm-hmm. We have the RWDSU, retail, wholesale, and department store. And we have Unite Here Local 100 as far as labor unions. As far as community organizations, we have New York Civic Participation Project, New Settlement at the Bronx, Brooklyn Congregation United, Brooklyn for Peace, Building Bridges Coalition of Staten Island. It is a very diverse, multi-ethnic, interfaith, labor communities, civil rights, and religious organizations, almost 100 now.
Is it an excused absence for teachers and school staff as it's an excused absence for students?
These are the details that I believe we have to work out with the mayor and his administration. But, I mean, that's a good point to bring. Right now, if the student is taking an excused absence, he's still or she's still are written as absent, and that goes on the record. And also, why would they lose the education experience with their peers? And why would their peers don't understand that the one of every eight of their colleagues celebrate these holidays? So if these holidays are implemented, the benefits way outweigh the limitations that might have.
I think one interpretation of why the Jewish holidays are shut school days is the percentage of teachers. That there are a lot of, and I don't know the numbers, maybe you know the numbers, but I've heard it said that, you know, it isn't really about recognition anymore. There may not be any more Jewish students in the public school system than Muslim students at this point, but there are so many more Jewish teachers that you can't actually run the schools on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
That's correct. That's what we know. We don't have the exact numbers, but we also, the number of Muslims in the city and in particular in the education department is increasing rapidly. The Muslim community in the city and everywhere in the country is very diverse from all over, you know, all walks of life. So, again, it's time to recognize this community. Respected, included, because, for example, these students, if we go back to the students, they understand the disparity and the difference between why our peers who are Christian and Jews take off on their holidays and we have to go to school or we have to miss our education.
We're going to have to leave it here because we're out of time, but the mayor ultimately makes this decision, so you just have to keep arguing your case on shows like this and elsewhere in the political sector to try to get him to agree?
Sure. And if somebody would like more information, please contact us at muslimholidaynyc@yahoo.com.
Hisham El-Maliki from the Coalition for Muslim School Holidays. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We continue our Life Hacker series in a moment. This time on collaboration online and face-to-face. Stay with us.